Vermont hasn't legalized recreational marijuana. However, medical marijuana has been legal since 2004. But there are a number of restrictions on the legal dispensaries in the state. One dispensary operator hopes that a new business selling products made from hemp can bring in some needed cash and help get the word out about Vermont's medical marijuana law. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
So right now we carry gel pens. We'll have two gel pens. One is Mary's, and it's a derived CBD derived from hemp. And then we have Charlotte's Web, which is derived from cannabis. There are two different, they're very different. They're cousins, but you can respond differently. So
Julie Bingham works at Southern Vermont Wellness in Brattleboro, one of Vermont's four medical marijuana dispensaries. And she's showing me an assortment of products made with cannabinoid, or CBD, which is a product made from hemp.
We'll have tinctures. So these guys in here are just tinctures. You either can put it sublingually under your tongue, or you can put it into a drink. You don't smoke it.
All of Vermont's medical marijuana dispensaries are closed to the public. You have to be on the medical registry and have a car to even walk through the doors. Shane Lynn operates the dispensaries in Burlington and Brattleboro, and now he's opened stores at both locations where the public can come in for the CBD products, which people are using as a digestive aid, a muscle relaxant, and even in some cancer therapies. Lynn says it's one way to try to grow his business as Vermont's medical marijuana industry struggles to find the balance between healthy policy and a viable business model.
We are trying to build an organization here, and we weren't seeing the growth that we had anticipated, and so we did see this opportunity with CBD and that it's beneficial for a lot of people.
When Vermont legalized medical marijuana dispensaries in 2011, the law required them to be run as nonprofits, which means the operators can't offer equity to investors, making it hard to raise capital. And compared to other states, Vermont has a somewhat limited list of conditions that allow a patient to purchase marijuana. And Lynn says some doctors and potential patients are still shying away from using the therapy. So Lynn, who has a license to grow for the dispensary, has to make payroll and invest in the enterprise. But he says the state's law and restrictions are making it hard to run a viable business.
To do indoor growing, it's expensive. You have to have a lot of HVAC, a lot of lights, and a lot of electricity. All that takes a lot of money. And so it's been, you know, it's been a challenge.
In other Northeast states that allow medicinal marijuana, Lynn says about 1 to 1.5% of the potential users take part in the program. But in Vermont, use has been stuck at less than 0.5%. Vermont doesn't allow dispensaries to advertise, and Lynn hopes his new public CBD shops can encourage people to come in and ask questions about the medical program.
We're trying to have a space that is open to the public, that you can come in and talk to us about cannabis, how to use it correctly, if it's the right thing for you, how do you go through the process, how do you locate a healthcare professional that will work with you.
Bennington Senator Dick Sears is chairman of the Joint Legislative Justice Oversight Committee, and he led a series of hearings recently on the state's marijuana laws. Sears says the state may or may not advance legalization during the upcoming session, but when lawmakers return to Montpelier, he hopes the legislature can address the problems with the dispensary rules.
Certainly, I think that the current medicinal system needs improvement and that we need to deal with that. That's a separate issue to me from legalization.
But Sears says it won't be an easy fix. There are parts of the state that need better access, but dispensary operators aren't sure if more outlets are viable without making big changes to who's allowed to buy marijuana. And convincing doctors to write the prescriptions could be a very tough hurdle to get over.
I don't want to get into specific ailments or specific diseases at this point, but I think that we would certainly consider, either by rule or through legislation, expanding the number of people who are available. But I think one of the hindrances right now, as I said, is we're hearing a lot of reluctance from prescribers.
Earlier this year, Vermont's medicinal law was expanded to include chronic pain, and there are about 2,700 people registered in the program. Lynn says he'd like to get that number up above 6,000 statewide. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.